Now it's time for a special treat from us here at the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends. So, what are we doing today, Bullwinkle?
We're doing the new Bullwinkle's Corner!
Golly, just in time for Hallow's Eve!
Also known as Halloween.
What poem are you doing?
We're doing them there a little poem called The Raven.
We've seen that one before.
Hush you, they don't know that.
Oh boy. And now it's time for Bullwinkle's Corner with that spooky parrot of plumage, Bullwinkle!
And now The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over a game of thrones with a king gutted by a boar, with the king now good as dead, Eddard Stark, I then read, very soon was at wit's end. Why did he stay? I could not comprehend. I nodded off, nearly napping. Suddenly, there came a fapping.
Tapping!
Huh? Oh, what? Why? What did I say?
Well, never mind that. Just keep moving along.
Okay, then I'll take it from the top. I nodded off, nearly napping. Suddenly, there came a tapping. A rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tapping. My foot tapping to a song that I have not heard before. My foot tapping to a song that I've not heard before. It's only HBO and nothing more. I read on, I remembered. Joffrey became king. Oi, what a temper. A temper sown with violence. Violence that I abhor. He made Eddard Stark's head roll upon the floor. The North Hall wept. Jeez, there's like four books more. It was an all-out war for Westeros. Though Eddard's son, Rob, he got pretty close. But then off he went to some wedding, he goes, please don't, Rob, I implore. But off he went, he did go. So long, Rob, adios. Adios to another Stark, a Stark for whom the North bore. How much more suffering can us in the Starks endure? Seem like lots more, there's like three more books, that's for sure. Meanwhile, the former king's brother, he was mighty ticked. Stannis Baratheon was mad he didn't get picked. Picked he was not in memories of dodgeball. Those dodgeball memories came flooding to the fore. He tells the Red Lady of his spite. So she got grooving with the Lord of Light. What will the Lord of Light think of his slight? Stannis's dodgeball slight of yore. A shadow popped out, nothing more. Renly was quickly killed by a shadow. Fast like Trump's tax report released by Rachel Maddow. Who killed the would-be king Brienne of Tarth wants to know? Well, this is more violent than FX's Fargo. I turned another page, the window flew open and I dashed. Could it be an old foe? Nah, but looky there. It was one of them three-eyed ravens from the saintly days of yore.
Wow, we're finally getting to the raven? Golly, Bullwinkle, does this poem ever end?
I'm a-getting to it. I kept on reading, the edge of my seat I did sit. Each new book longer than Stephen King did. The whole Lannister family is a horror which as I read unfurls. My stomach feels like it's stuck in a pit. Boy, George R.R. Martin, I hope you stay fit. Jumpin' G horse fat, I really do want to know how it ends.
Wait, what happens if he doesn't stay fit?
Well, in terms of how it all ends, Rocky, we may find out, to quote the three-eyed raven.
Nevermore.
Unless they get it on TV, you mean.
But it's not TV, Rock. It's HBO.
Not these jokes again.
Wait, there are jokes in here? Oh, my stars and garters.